In Houston, a federal jury has begun deliberations in the third lawsuit to be brought against Merck & Company related to the painkiller Vioxx. Merck is the maker of Vioxx. And in this case, a woman is claiming her husband died because he took the drug. Merck withdrew Vioxx from the market last year after a study showed it raises the risk of heart attacks. So far, Merck has lost one case and won one case related to Vioxx. Some 7,000 others remain to be tried. Wall Street analysts say if those cases are successful, Merck's liability could go as high as $50 billion. NPR's Snigdha Prakash joins us from the courthouse in Houston. And Snigdha, why don't you start by giving us an overview of this case?
Right, Melissa. The case involves a 53-year-old Florida man, Richard Dickey Irvin. He took Vioxx for a month in the spring of 2000. He had a heart attack and he died. The question in this case is, did Vioxx cause the heart attack? That's one question. And two, did Merck know or should it have known that Vioxx could cause heart attacks but hid those risks so that doctors kept prescribing the drug?
Well, how did lawyers for the plaintiff sum up their case today?
Well, Melissa, when the case opened, the plaintiff's lawyer, Andy Birchfield, told the jury that the key questions in this trial would be, what did Merck know about Vioxx's risks, and when did they know it? And today he summed up the evidence that his side has given to answer those questions over the past 10 days. He told the jury that internal Merck documents show that Merck knew even before Vioxx went on market in 1999 that there were likely to be more heart attacks on Vioxx than on the older painkillers. He said the evidence mounted once Vioxx was on the market in several scientific studies. He reminded jurors that the FDA had been telling Merck to pay attention to those warnings, but Merck disregarded all that evidence and kept pushing ahead. Birchfield said it was because the drug maker wanted to protect its profits from Vioxx. And he told the jury, look, you'll either put your stamp of approval on how Merck developed and marketed the drug, or you will say, no, we just won't tolerate this conduct. It's a strategy that worked brilliantly in August before another Texas jury that was the first Vioxx case, and the jury gave the plaintiff $250 million.
Well, what did the lawyers for Merck have to say to that today?
Well, the defense's closing focused on an entirely different subject, and that was what caused Dickey Irvin's heart attack. Philip Beck, a Chicago lawyer who's won some notable pharmaceutical cases, closed for Merck, and he said, look, what killed Dickey Irvin was plaque in his coronary arteries, the same thing that kills 300,000 to 400,000 Americans every year. He said it's a tragedy, but it wasn't Merck's fault. And he also defended Merck against Birchfield's allegations. He said Merck is a science-driven company. He said the Merck scientists who had come to testify in the trial came to Merck to make a difference in researching diseases like cancer and AIDS. And he asked the jury to decide if they looked like the kind of people who wouldn't care if people died just so Merck could make an extra buck. And he said that Merck had shared Vioxx's risks fully with the scientific community.
Snigdha, there's another element related to all this, and that's that after the jury began deliberating today, the New England Journal of Medicine said that one of its editors has been subpoenaed in this case, and that new facts about a critical paper on Vioxx have come to light. What do you know about that?
The editors of the New England Journal are talking about a study called Vigor, whose results were obtained in the year 2000. It's the largest study that was done of Vioxx. And in a posting on their website today, they said they were subpoenaed to testify in the Vioxx cases in October. They examined the computer disk on which Merck submitted data for this big Vigor study, and they found that significant data that would have altered the conclusions of the article had been deleted from the disk that was given to them.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash in Houston. Snigdha, thanks very much.